You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Katchevins, and this is our latest look at the Miami Marlins. I'm joined by Joe Fusaro. Joe, it's been an active winter already on the Marlins front. They didn't necessarily get the guys they wanted to get in the back end of the bullpen. I'm talking about the top end of the free agent market was represented by Aroldis Chapman, Kenley Jansen. But I think they did pretty well in beefing up that bullpen all the same. Junichi Tozawa and Brad Ziegler both come along in two-year deals. They also re-signed Dustin McGowan. So it just seems like that mindset makes sense where, look, we have this, you know, we lose Jose Fernandez to, you know, just tragic circumstances. It's a hole that you just can't fill. And fundamentally, the starter rotation is difficult to fill anyway in this particular market. So we're going to build up our bullpen as best we can, take some of the pressure off the starters. It's a tack that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Anthony, I think this kind of look, if you kind of look at it as a draft, if you look at this free agency period this year, and you look at it, let's say, at the typical June draft, what is the strength of that draft? Well, the strength of this free agency was bullpen depth. The Marlins happened to have what they felt was a strength being their bullpen. So rather than try to force a need and overspend on a pitcher or starting pitcher, they just kind of tapped into that market and tried to create assets and value and depth. And, you know, they used the word super bullpen was kind of their focus. And obviously, you know, the dollars were enormous and the commitment to a Jansen and the Chapman. But, you know, you get either of those two and you're bullpen immediately a super. Now, so they fall short there. But to get Brad Ziegler, to get Junichi Tozawa, you know, two veteran guys, to re-sign McGowan, who had 54 appearances, you know, you got three guys returning, veteran guys, that filter in with A.J. Ramos, who will be back closing most of the time, David Phelps, who really established himself in the back end of the bullpen, although he could do everything, and Kyle Barraclough, who's kind of an unsung guy who people are starting to know more and more. You know, now you got six really good quality arms. They happen to all be right-handed, and I think you might look at an entirely right-handed bullpen, but I don't think that matters to them because, again, that was the strength of it, and these guys, if they're good enough, they could get lefties out as well. This also, by creating this depth, you got guys like Nick Whitgren, Brian Ellington, you know, some of their young guys that they already have in their system or had even got big league time who add depth, and they're going to need that. As you noted, this is not, you know, going to be the deepest or the strongest rotation. So they figured, let's kind of shorten games as much as we can. We have numbers back there that we could go 7, 8, 9, 10 deep because they got some young guys also that could be, you know, coming up, you know, from the minors to join this. And just try to do the best we can to navigate the back end of games and win them. Another thing to keep in mind, Anthony, last year the Marlins in save opportunities had 84. That was by far the most in the majors. They had 84 save chances, opportunities. The second on that list was the Seattle Mariners with 74. The Marlins converted 55 of those saves. So that's 29 games that potentially got away from them. They finished through all the tragedy at the end of the year. They still finished 3 under. For the most of the year, they were over. You know, what if they, you know, improved that by 10? They might have been in the playoffs. So, you know, the best case for them is to get as strong a bullpen as possible. Obviously, the everyday lineup is going to have to be key to stay healthy. And then, you know, that's the same serious blows there. But they feel they play very good defense. They got a good everyday lineup. If their rotation is, you know, what they stress there were guys that with a history of at least throwing innings and, you know, getting Edison Volquez, who had, I think, 189 last year, you know, you've got guys that have a history of going 170 or more innings that, look, we're going to have a bunch of threes, but, you know, we're going to go as deep as we can, and we're going to back them up with some really quality guys in the bullpen.
Yeah, you mentioned Volquez came aboard, Jeff Locke as well. What are the chances they make another addition to that starting staff here in the new year? Anything brewing on that front?
Everything seems to be kind of quiet there, but I think they're going to wait and see what the market kind of does. As of now, they seem content to go, which is funny because they have no lefties in the bullpen, but they have three lefties in their rotation right now. with, you know, Adam Connolly, who's probably the most talented starting pitcher, and Wei-Yin Chen, the most established in terms of having at least a 4 or so year period with those good years he had in Baltimore. And then, as you noted, Jeff Locke, who they got early into winter meetings from formerly with the Pirates. So, you know, those are kind of the guys. And then you got Volquez, who has, you know, a ring a couple of years ago with the Royals, and has a history of, you know, being kind of a workhorse. And Tom Kohler, you know, an unsung homegrown guy for the Marlins who goes 170 or more innings every season as well and goes 30 starts. So could they do something? Yes, I don't think it's going to be anything large, though. I mean, if Ivan Nova came down in his asking price, but I still think you're going to see, you know, a lot of competition for that. And I think the Marlins are going to look and say, really, are we really just going to go 30, 40 million for a number 4 or 5 starter? Well, let's just, you know, see if one of the guys we have in our system could be a 4 or 5 starter if we need depth. And they got a prospect named Luis Castillo, not to be confused with the former second baseman, you know, but this guy is a talented kid who's probably going to open the year at AAA. He was the AA pitcher of the year in the Southern League. And, you know, this guy's got some upside. And I think in June, you know, once that kind of service time period passes, and Castillo, if he's doing what he's been, you know, showing a bit as his track record, I wouldn't be shocked if that guy joined the rotation if there were a need at that point.
As far as the lineup, obviously pretty well set there, but do you see any moves for the bench between now and spring training?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to need a right-handed bat off the bench who could, you know, probably play first base and a corner outfield spot. You know, I think an interesting fit potentially would be a Mike Napoli, but I'm not getting a lot of vibe that that's where they want to go. But, you know, someone that could kind of help ease with Justin Bour at first. You know, Bour played in, I think, 90 games last year, missed significant time with an ankle injury. But when healthy, Bour is a guy capable of 25, 30 homers. But, you know, he pretty much is strictly going to face, you know, right-handed pitching. Hadn't shown a ton yet against lefties. So I think they're going to have to get that righty bat, preferably someone who can knock the ball out of the park. You know, there are some free agents out there, and, you know, like everyone else, they're kind of waiting and see, you know, when that domino falls and if that just triggers all those, you know, first basemen, the Chris Carter types. It could also fit the mold as well.
All right, there you have it. The latest word from Joe Fusaro as we venture into 2017 and the Marlins look to get back to October. I want to thank Joe for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Miami Marlins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.